Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. After 2 years on hiatus, Harmontown is now in session. For those of you not here live in Hollywood, California, Meltdown Comics, I am dressed as a pirate because I came from the Renaissance Fair with all of the Harmonians, or the Harmontown cast, more or less. Without further ado, please welcome the main pirate in charge of shit, Mr. Dan Harmon!
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome back. I missed you too. We all missed each other. I missed you too. We took a month off. It was good that we took a month off. I didn't really miss you during that month. I was exactly ready to come back.
Because we spent the entire month at a Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. We went to the was the Renaissance Fair. Honestly, it seems dumb to disclaim this, but I am so fucking drunk and high. It seems stupid to even bother to say it, but I have to tell you, and that doesn't mean that I'm giving myself an excuse. That doesn't. I absolutely take it upon myself to give you your $10 worth. Is it still 10? You're not walking out of here feeling like you wasted $10. That's the fucking Harmon guarantee, but I am so drunk and so high. Because we got in a bus dressed as pirates. We went out to a field, and we went to a place like we've been doing this every year for the last four or five years.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn the Renaissance Fair. You don't know what it really is. It's a goddamn mecca. It's more than Comic-Con. It's a more important thing. It's a Malcolm X level actual statement of fucking position. You go through these turnstiles and then it's like, no, you're the there's guys that are wearing baseball caps. They're like, you're the nerd now. You're the nerd. Why don't you look weird? You're the fucking nerd. And they're having fun and they're like pushing their strollers. Like, we like the Renaissance a little bit. Not enough. You don't like it enough. Where's your eyeshadow? What's if you just fucking bully them? You're the fucking nerd tonight. And it just, no, nothing bad happens to anybody, but it just like your blood pumps. That's why I go. I said, everyone's got a plastic sword, and you're like you're the fucking nerd. Is that what you get out of it?
I started going.
You just like to wear women's shoes.
You'll find that these slippers are Prada that were given to me by Greg Proops. They were too big for him. And I was like, I'm never going to wear size 14 jazz slippers until the Renaissance Fair came into my life.
Those are my own socks, though.
Now.
There's a section that okay. Oh,
everything I'm wearing right now, minus my socks. Everything I'm wearing right now is from the women's section at a Buffalo Exchange thrift store. These fucking pirate pants look like pirate pants, right? I didn't do anything but rip the bottoms and make them a little shaggy. It's fucking great. You get like Renaissance Fair. Just guys go to the ladies section and you get a big ass billowy shirt. The wig, I don't know how I got this one.
Even specifically, they look like you, like a cookie thief. Like you're a cookie thief. It's hard to believe that there's a time and place in America when women were pursuing
I don't know when these pants were ever anybody's idea, except for me to find them and make pirate pants. Fucking great. And they're so comfortable. I'm wearing these forever.
All right. Yeah, Jeff's happy. I guess I'm experiencing my happiness through an angry valve.
Well, a long time ago, let's say 6 years ago, before we had ever gone to the Renaissance Fair together, I was against Renaissance Fairs because it sounded really stupid. It sounded like a big bummer.
Yeah.
It sounded like a lot of bad improv and a lot of people doing fake, like, you know, Elizabethan whatnots and taking something stupid too seriously.
Yeah.
So my friend Diva Zappa, the youngest of the Zappa clan, she also hates she hated Renaissance Fairs, and she goes, "I'm going to the Renaissance Fair." I was like, "Why?" She's like, "Because I hate it. Because it's stupid. And I have to go look it in the eye. I have to go confront my terror." She went, and I texted her the next day. I go, "How was it?" She goes, "I applied for a job." I'm like, "Wait, what?" She goes, "I don't know why. Like I don't know why I like it. I don't know if it's ironic. I don't know if it's sincere. Yeah. I think it's a combination of both.
Something magical.
But I know I need to be closer to that flame.
Something magical's happening there. And it has absolutely nothing to do with history. Nothing to do. Nothing to do with academia. There's no appreciation of anything.
There's a guy dressed like a like Littlefinger.
There's a million goggles, like the steampunk, like is kind of like a kind of weird syphilitic like vein that runs through it, to the point where there's now kiosks that are like, you can buy steampunk goggles at the Renaissance Fair, because they're like, somehow that overlaps. Not somehow, I know how. That's the point. Like I don't know. It's just anything that you could wear that would make someone want to beat you up. It's just a bunch of people like all wearing it, going, "Who's gonna beat me up? Nobody's gonna beat me up."
But there's also a lot of overt, like I would call, like, generally, like, not a jock culture, not a macho culture, but a lot of overt sexuality where guys are just wholesale.
That's the part I don't like. All right, on to that. # rape culture. If you have a Tumblr blog and you would like to get outraged, holy Toledo. That's right, Toledo with a CH. It's a Cheeto form of Toledo. It's an extra cheesy holy Toledo. If you're a 17-year-old girl and you would like to be a social activist, if you're interested in rape culture and the elimination of it, start at Irwindale, California, where people are juggling and just going, like, every fucking booth you walk by, they go like, "Oh, glass blowing. Oh, hello, m'lady. Would you like a hard 6 inches of something hard and transparent to go up into your purse?" Like every fucking thing is like a joke about non-consensual sex.
Absolutely. Oh, wait, what
I would like to drip my mead on the globes of the thing, and everybody's just like it's none of it's inventive.
On the flip side, the Weird Al
Rapovic is what I would call the vibe. Like, you're kind of like, they're connecting semantic dots. Like, "Oh, I make a rain stick. Oh, there's a hard 8 inches of wood. Oh, my lady." You can't, just because something looks like a dick doesn't mean you can say it's a dick and threaten to hit someone with it and come on them. Like, they're really thinking still there in the middle of that field. They're like, "Well, if you can, truthfully, if you can connect those dots, if something like looked like a dick, if it was like longer than it was wide, then like, whether you're selling a candle or a glass or a sword or a turtle, it's satire. I think it's satire of rape is what we're selling."
From what I've heard, and I cannot verify this, but from what I've heard, like, firsthand, I've gone now to, I would say, four of these, right? We've gone to four, right?
I think we've gone to four.
4 in 5 years we've gone. There are certain groups that go to the Renaissance Fair and Pleasure Fuckfest, and they, some are war camps, or the people that put on the war pageants and the jousting bits and stuff like that. Some are like old, like kind of Medici looking, like you know, kind of Borgia, like Italian kind of clans. And they stay there. They stay the night. They stay there for the whole, I think, the whole goddamn time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I believe they stay in character.
And they get down.
Yeah.
They get down.
When the sun goes down, as you're leaving, if you're leaving the Renaissance Fair, as the sun is starting to set, and it's like it's time to get
you feel the mosquitoes are coming out.
Yeah, and it's like everybody that works there is already like got sights set on somebody that they're just like, I'm gonna fuck that corn dog selling lady over there so much.
I'm gonna fuck that corn dog lady. I'm just I'm gonna fuck that corn dog lady.
Look, from what I've heard, that when the paying customers leave, when the lights that don't exist down. Go down.
When the anachronistic lights go down in the non-city. Yeah. Do I want to be there? Using a period excuse to not use a condom.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
From what I've heard, and maybe somebody in our audience here tonight can hit me to the actual details. What I've heard is that
I would be surprised. It's a very Harmontown's audience, thing. I bet there's three people here tonight who that lost their virginity at a Ren Faire.
Or that served us corn dogs 4 hours ago. But I've heard that it's like a rampant STD situation because nobody wants to wear condoms because that ain't period correct.
It's period correct.
Yeah, you don't want to be anachronistic and not give somebody herpes or AIDS or whatever. So I've heard that it's just spirochetes a popping and then the old
spirochetes a popping.
All right. So
hey, can anybody verify or deny that? No.
Yes, I am Professor. What like a guy would come up and like,
no, so someone could say they worked at a thing. That's what I've heard, but apparently
so
it gets really.
So but it's fine so far.
Can
right?
we talk about the party bus a little bit?
The okay. party. We're in a party bus. We're on a party bus. There's limos and there's limousines and there's limousines. There's humvines and there's all kinds of different like there's golden doodles and chippewakes. There's different kinds of vehicles you can get. If you get a party bus, like that's a fucking like that's a bus that they usually relegated to developmentally empowered. Students, where they've stripped the tint off the windows and then put it back on, like now it's for partying. It's what I'm saying to you, kids. It's a short bus, but they've taken out all the seats and then they put plywood on the floor. And
there was at least one stripper pole in it.
There's a stripper at pole least in it because yeah. you know that. Yeah, it's yeah. just like how else are you going to dance and have a good time? I don't know. It's just a stripper
there was a
pole
hole under my feet. I sat in the back and there was a hole that you could see the highway.
There's a freeway underneath your feet. You can look down. Yes. It's concrete.
Yes,
you can see it.
Like I'm wearing slippers. Like if my slipper fell off, that was the end of that slipper because there was just the freeway underneath it.
You could drop your phone down that hole and. Never see it again. Hook me up with a beat. Boop, boop, boop. No, I'm kidding. I don't know why.
Also,
I'm really drunk.
And before, Dan, let me say, let me use that moment and say, I'm doing it off my iPhone because I didn't remember to bring my iPad.
That's why tonight's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to.
I'm on the beats section. In case you want to be.
So you could. What wasn't there a. Okay.
Do you guys see my $70 wooden cup I'm drinking out of?
They told him that the wood enhances the flavor.
It enhances the flavor of the beer.
Because it's made out of wood. It doesn't make any sense. Because you'd have to like coat it with some kind of plastic. Yeah. Like
you don't know that.
It doesn't. There's no such thing as a wooden cup. All right. The idea that it enhances the flavor is funny.
Also, I thought I was being environmentally sound because I went to a show the other night and there was a charity there that was funding it and it was all about not using, refusing to use one-use plastic. So like not having just a plastic water bottle or like the order food to go. Like I don't want the plastic fork. I'm taking it home. I don't want the plastic fork that I'll use once, throw away, and it ends up in one of the gyre systems in the ocean. Yeah, great. Like I don't want the straw. I'll drink it without the straw. That's a very noble thing. So you go to the Ren Faire and you buy a nice $70 wooden cup.
that enhances the flavor of the beer. And then they can't pour it into the goddamn wooden cup.
No, they can't.
They have to pour it into a plastic cup that you pour into your beer, and then they throw it out. It's fucking bullshit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yeah. How'd you get so drunk and high, Dan? Walk us through it. How'd your day start?
Well, I was going to say... before we bring other people up, wasn't there a news item... Wasn't there a party bus where a woman was dancing and she was party busing and then she fell through the floor? No one heard about that? Okay. All right. Well, let's not worry about it.
Wait, I worried about it.
Tonight we were brought to the Ren Faire by firstimpressions.com. Look them up.
Dan had a flintlock gun, like not quite a blunderbuss, but sort of like a flintlock musket, we'll call it. And you left it at the goddamn restaurant, El Compadre.
I had it the whole time.
We walked into El Compadre down the road, and people were unhappy about it.
No, we were well received. Everything was great. Today was great.
I went to the men's room, and one of the waiters came up and said, no, the ladies' room is that way. Then I turned around, and he's like,
But that's just him. He's just.
I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah, but he
Eric, he lives. This is West
that
Hollywood.
That doesn't mean we had a bad time.
No.
We had a good time today.
I can't believe that parrot stayed safety pinned to your shoulder the entire time.
I forgot. Oh, Jesus. All right, come on. Give me a beat. Give me a beat. Let's right. Fucking rap. Yeah. I'm going to fucking rap. Why do these people come here? Let's fucking rap. Yeah. 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 Smooth rap. Yeah. Yeah. Smooth. Slow, smooth.
Do you want it faster? Do you want a faster rap?
No.
All right.
Nah. Smooth rap, yo. From the streets, rap. From the tip to the sky to the top of the floor. I'm gonna fuck your mama down to the ceiling and floor. I just rhyme the words floor and floor. And when I'm done getting fucking your mama, gonna rhyme some more. I fucked your mama in her knee and her eye. I fucked your mama with her shoe and her thigh. I fucked your mama's legs, fucked her butt. I fucked your mama in the eye and your dad said, what? I said, hey, mister, don't mean offense. I'm just fucking your wife. It's the best defense. And he was like, whoa, okay, let me process this. And after a while, he was open to it. He got dressed up as Spider-Man, sat on a chair, and watched me fuck your mama, and he didn't seem to care. He started rubbing his crotch and getting hot. I fucked your mama like her name was Tater Tot. Fucked your daddy, too. Fucked everyone, and you. You were taking a bath. I came creeping in and said, let me help you with your math. 2 + 2 = 4, but what's going down below here and more? Cradle your balls and stroke your shaft. I was like, head with the angry inch, you're fucking doing that. Yeah, down the drain. Everyone's homophobia is catching the train. And we're going cross country and more. Every culture's gonna advance more. Everybody's cool with everything. Yeah, all the races. Yeah, now, fuck your mama some more. Black people, gay people.
Dan Harmon, everybody. Dan Harmon.
All right. Is that what you wanted? I know that's why you came here tonight.
I thought your rap would be a little bit more renaissance-y. I thought
it would rhyme more. I thought there'd be more rhyming.
It rhymed plenty when you were rhyming the same word a couple of times.
I put your mom with a shoe and then I put on a sock and put on a shoe. I'm really drunk and high. I can't stress the high part enough. Like, I need people to know. I'm also high.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not... You're not allowed to just say you're drunk.
How high are you?
I'm super high. All right, so let's bring up...
Oh, dear.
No, come on. The show's going great.
Yeah, we have... We've been off for a month. We're
coming back with the best show ever.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Let's get Kumail Nanjiani out here. Yo.
Yo. You, by the way, you don't look like... Your face doesn't match the Renaissance era, but you really were born in the wrong time, my friend.
But you saw Spencer, right? Like, Spencer
oh,
is...
Oh, of course. But we all know that.
Like, Spencer's the last guy that would, like, bother to dress up for something, but if a Renaissance guy came through a portal...
Yeah.
He would... If he caught... A glance at Spencer, he'd be like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Like, oh, a friend.
Spencer
Thank
looks
you.
Like a fucking like alchemist.
Yeah,
and all he did was put on a mustard shirt and a vest.
Yeah, he Spencer could be wearing a Ninja Turtles shirt, and the time travel would be like, "One of my own." How are we?
We should let's bring Spencer out just to
Spencer.
You guys are dressed like assholes.
Yeah, sorry.
Where did you get that hat?
It's just my hat.
When the sun's out, that's the hat you put on?
Yeah.
Just going to the game?
It's great, yeah. It's got a very straight bill. It doesn't impede my vision. No, I got all this stuff at a costume place. I just went in there and came out.
Was that your first Renaissance Fair experience?
It was my first all sorts of experiences. I drink mead. There's a turkey leg involved.
I was surprised that you wanted to go.
Okay.
Did you have a good time, Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a state fair, except everyone's acting all dumb and weird.
Wow, so you have a very different take than Dan does.
No, I loved it, but everyone's like, "Oh, the milord wants a ducat for his coop." I'm like, "No, I want a cider."
What does mead taste like? Is it just like beer?
I mean, it's not as good. I mean, well, beer's not. I don't know. Alcohol tastes alcoholic, and then it has these weird flavors that taste bad. That's about all I've been able to understand in terms of flavor profile of alcohol.
I'll get there. We're fine.
I wish I'd gone. I just got back in town this evening. I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah,
I've never been.
What have you been up to? Nothing, right? Nothing.
Aside from being the star of a hit television show on HBO.
Yeah, I haven't been up to anything. I've just been hanging out. I was in Atlanta, which is actually... Is anyone from Atlanta?
Yeah.
It's like a pretty good city.
Yeah, whatever.
It's what?
It's the best city in the world.
Is it? Okay. That's crazy. Yeah, I remember Woody Allen made that movie Midnight in Atlanta. Oh, what a great movie that was. Or the black and white one called Atlanta. It's a good...
Was that Casablanca?
No. Oh. Well, I was going with Woody Allen, so it was Manhattan. Again.
Oh, Manhattan.
Right. Yeah. Or,
Atlanta's fantastic. It's
Don't they have like all the traffic lights? They're on strings. That's weird.
What?
They're just hanging from strings.
Why can't you just let a city do something?
Well, you know, here we have them on poles and stuff.
What are the strings hanging from? The stars?
Yeah. No, the ceiling.
The ceiling?
The ceiling.
The ceiling of Atlanta?
He doesn't know. Nobody tell him. Nobody tell him.
Atlanta, the entire city is indoors.
Yeah, should have mentioned it's under a dome. I don't know why we didn't bring that up. Is that? I didn't even notice. I barely look up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they have these big wide roads, and they have a lot of traffic signals, and they just have like 6 or 7 traffic signals just on this big string that's strung between 2 poles. It's weird. It's not even... It's not funny. It's weird.
I didn't notice that. Is that right, Atlanta Lake? She disagrees.
I've been there like 2 or 3 times. That was literally the only takeaway I had.
When you're there, you feel like the city's trying to make you fat. That's the takeaway I took. They're like, you don't want for a side, you want a fried chicken biscuit just for a side. It was $2. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's just a side. It was like a full fried chicken sandwich for $2.
That's how I felt in Nashville and Portland and everywhere but Los Angeles. Los Angeles is the only city where there's such a thing as a restaurant. It's like, we're you know, high protein, low lactose. Like, you can go in and get a little square of fish.
We were at the same diner, and this guy was there, and he was very nice, and we ordered food, and we told some funny story, and he laughed, and he was like, the funniest thing happened earlier today. You guys missed it. This woman came in, and I'm not going to do the southern accent, but like, imagine like a racist version of that, and then don't change anything. And he's like, funniest thing happened earlier today. This woman came in, and she asked for toast. She asked for gluten-free. And then we were like silent for what seemed like 3 minutes. Just like staring, like, is there more to this story? Nope. I think the world was silent for 3 minutes, and then anyone put in our order. Good story, guy.
So has life changed for you now that you're, I mean, it seems like you've been on a very linear 45 degree rise. Like, I don't perceive your life as changing in quantum shifts, but you are now a regular character on this Mike Judge show.
Yeah.
I'm curious, have you perceived any shifts happening in your reality?
No. I mean, I get recognized, like,
more.
But you know the kind of recognized where they're like, hey, how's it going? Where they think I went to, like, college with them or something? There's a lot of that. Where people are like, hey, how are you? I'm like, good, I've never seen your face before. So they don't put it together a lot of times.
How are your mom and dad taking this?
Well, they're taking it by not bringing it up at all. So it aired, and I was like, hey, watch the show. 2 weeks went by, and they did not bring it up. And then I said, hey, did you watch my new show? And she said, yeah. And then it was silent for longer than it was silent with that waiter in Atlanta. She didn't say anything, and then she was like, it's good. And that was it. Great. This is what all I want from them. I don't want them to love it. First of all, fuck, I do want them to love it. If your son is on a show, even if you don't love it, fucking love it, you know? Love the fucking show that your son is on. But even if you don't love it, just tell me you love it. That's all I want.
What do you think? Because that's a through line in your life. You've told several of these kinds of stories where they're terse about your like career. What do you think they're... is blocking them from just being effusive or being upfront about what they don't like about it?
I don't know. My brother was in town, and he sees them every other week. He lives, like, by them. And we were, like, hanging out, and I hadn't really hung out with my brother as an adult very much. And I was like, hey, so, like, how's your relationship with our parents?
It's your parents.
But the fact that says something. Yeah. Are they parents to you? No, and he was like, it's fucking weird. And then we just bonded over how weird. He talked about how like there's like this wall where we don't talk about. There's like a big filter.
Is that because that's their identity, or is that could you expand that and say that's a Pakistani kind of cultural thing, or no?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many Pakistani parents have kids who, you know,
are on HBO shows.
Is it a religious thing? Are your parents like devout Muslim, for instance?
They are devout Muslims, but I think this is more like, you know, usually when you have parents, your relationship evolves. In the beginning, they're just your caretakers and they're your disciplinarians. And as you grow, it becomes more of sort of a friendly relationship. Not, you never become peers, but there's like a warmth to it that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, we have a warmth, but we never crossed like the line into actually being able to talk about stuff.
It reminds me of like Dan, like you and Shrab, and like my Midwestern friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very Midwestern.
Yeah,
US
it's funny
thing
how where, familiar that
that's
sounds.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I truly like there's a weird filter there where yeah. I felt like my parents were like lizard people. I remember being a kid and laying my head on my mom's lap, and it was, and then I remember the day when my mom tried to touch me, and I was like, ah, God.
Yeah.
And I religion did have something to do with it,
sure.
But it was also, moreover, it was almost like there was an unspoken tradition about the nature of kids and their parents. I hit an age where actually on both sides there was an unspoken agreement that
like this is over.
Yeah. We're not cuddly anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason to be.
It's not you, it's not me.
It's all based on logic. And when I see that Star Trek episode when Spock says like, "Ah, well, it's every 7 years. Here's something I buried the lead on before I joined Starfleet. Every 7 years I I have to go back to my planet and I gotta fuck or fight."
Yeah. I should have brought it up earlier, but the writers ran out of storylines this year.
So. Honestly, Captain Kirk, I got your back and everything else, but like, can you give me a ride to Third in Lancashire? And Captain Kirk's like, okay, that's fine. Is there anything you want to talk about? Absolutely nothing. And he just like goes back to his planet and has to deal with all the shit. There's a compartmentalization.
Yeah, certainly there is. And I think part of it for me was, you know, I left when I was 17 and I wasn't like a person yet. And then I became a person away from them. And when they met me, I was like a person. And I think they never were able to reconcile the person with their son. So I think that divide is still there where they never really see me develop into like an actual, you know, human.
Is that
being.
Because they didn't feel they were a part of that change, of that shift?
I think it probably weirds them out that I'm not the same, you know, I'm very different from when I was a kid. I was very, very shy. Like I wouldn't talk, like I wouldn't go to, okay, this is kind of revealing, it's weird. I had this weird thing until I was like pretty, I was very shy. I couldn't like buy stuff at the store. I thought they wouldn't like sell me stuff.
Here in the States or back home?
Back home. I was like, because I thought that I was very ugly always until like I was pretty like, you know, old. So I thought like, oh, the stores won't sell me stuff. So because I'm ugly. Which
what did you want? A handsome hat? What did you?
No. I feel ugly again.
No, come on.
Sell me the chips. I just felt weird. I don't know. And so I was like very, very shy and introverted. And then they suddenly met me, and I was like, you know, more outgoing and like talkative and stuff. And
where
so I think that was weird.
Where did that extreme shyness come from? Like, can you trace that back to that?
It came from how I thought I looked. That's how it came, which was weird. Yeah.
Did you ever ask your mom if you were handsome?
No. Which is so weird.
I did.
How old were you?
Tell me how old.
Yeah. I want to know.
I asked my mom if I was good looking.
I want to know what room of the house you're in.
Yeah,
I
set the scene. Yeah. Interior.
I was in my living room.
And I want you to word it exactly as you worded it.
I was in my living room and I.
Was it morning?
I think I was 14 or 15.
Wow.
And I.
Old enough to know better.
I asked my mom.
That's funny that one detail can make a story go from funny to sad.
Hello, mommy. Yeah, am I handsome?
What, you guys thought I was 23? You thought I was some kind of loser?
Yeah.
I get it.
No, we thought you were fucking 8, dude.
I know.
I'm getting my
learner's joke.
I'm getting my learner's permit to drive a car soon. But tell me, am I handsome, mommy?
I asked my mom if I was handsome.
Wait, did you?
If you had to go back and sort of pinpoint when your relationship with your mom got weird?
Dan,
did you ask her to rate you from 0 to 10?
Wait. So she in my mind, she's. In my mind, she's like in the kitchen, like putting a sandwich in a bag. Yeah.
She's having a normal day.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what's going to happen.
And she didn't buy a ticket to this ride. All I did was get pregnant at 22.
A 5'10" gentleman walks into the kitchen.
Yeah. A Ralph Macchio felt hat, yin yang on the sleeve of his frosted denim jacket. Mom, am I good looking?
What happened? Is that what you?
What'd she say?
She laughed. Which anyone would.
Well, as the audience did just now.
Right. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing. I'm like, realizing I'm the weird one. And, like, that's a tough but fucking there. Steeple to chase.
What did her face do, and then what did her mouth say?
She immediately made it clear that was one of the worst questions you could ever ask a mother. And it was like, I don't know. You're fine. Like, she just tried to get through it.
You know how they say everyone, like, in mother's eyes? Even through the mother's eyes. She's like, you're fine. What had happened that day, Dan, that led you to that question? Like,
I don't know. I assume it was some girl in high school that was, I don't know, that was...
Were you going to, like, go...
Inexplicably not responding to my obsessive compulsive notes that I was giving her. I said circle one.
Yeah.
Why haven't you circled one?
Was the plan to go back to her?
Maybe it's the shape of my face. Hey, Mom!
Was the plan to go back to her armed with your mom's response as a rebuttal? I asked my mother, and it seems you are mistaken.
I believe you,
lady.
I believe you were present.
I believe Guess what, Tracy? Someone just told me I look like David Duchovny.
I have a list of references I think you might want to look over.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know. Believe me, this will shock you. At the age of 15, when I asked my mom if I was good-looking, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea where it was going to go from there.
And she said, you're fine.
Yeah. I didn't walk away from that conversation feeling handsome. And that's not on her. That's not a mom's job.
No, like you said, she just got pregnant at 22.
She didn't sign up for you. All right, buddy.
I imagine
listen,
if like,
I was just having. Try not to smoke pot. Take it easy on the skateboards.
I just had sex that one time, and now you're in my kitchen being weird.
Yeah, this is not fair to me. I need a government subsidy if I'm gonna. Engaging this activity. Yeah, you're real hot, stud.
Take your shirt off.
Here's your hot pockets. Get the fuck to school. Get out of my house. Jesus Christ, you're 50? You're jerking off, shooting cum everywhere. I mean, no one should be talking to you about anything. Just get the fuck out of here. Thank God for video games. Get the fuck out of my house, you weird, fucking weird, scrawny man. Gary Busey looking fucking maniac.
I imagine you going back to playing video games and asking Mega Man the same question. Am I good looking?
Yes. Leisure Suit Larry. All right, let's get more of our friends out. Okay.
Oh, brother.
Let's bring out my fiance and Matt Gourley at the same time. There's no way to Wait, no, Kumail's leaving.
No, we're trying to find more chairs.
Yeah, Kumail will get he'll get another mic. If I know Kumail, I'm really drunk and yeah.
Oh,
sorry. What do you guys bring to the table? What do you want? How did you?
These are just two other people that woke up too early. Matt Gourley, before Aaron, by the way, has a marvelous outfit on that she cobbled together. Looks like $1 million. Matt, this is just a trip through your girlfriend's closet, if I'm not mistaken.
It's 5 minutes into my girlfriend's wardrobe.
Aaron, how many men implied that they would like to have non-consensual sex with you? While you're walking on a circular dirt road around a bunch of vans.
I did leave the fair to go to Rape Van Field.
That's what it is. That's what the Renaissance Fair is. It's Rape Van Field.
One of the actual booths is just a rape van.
It really is. I don't know what the protocol for a guy is. If you're walking with your girlfriend down a dirt road and everyone's like dressed like Toucan Sam and Barney Rubble and whatever the fuck, you know, everyone's like, oh, we're having a good time. And if there's just a guy like at a glass blowing stand, if he goes like, glass blowing? Oh, hello, m'lady. Oh, looks like you've got two glass bulbs that I'd like to blow on. Like to lick the nipples of those glass bulbs. You're supposed to just keep walking, right? Like, no, that doesn't make me Willy Loman or anything.
You stab him.
Am I supposed to stop and go like, hey, fuckface, what's up?
That's what they did. Yeah.
I'm Adam Sandler.
I don't think any of those things were specific to me, but there was a point where there was a nuts salesman or like a ball salesman that's like, come and eat my nuts. And I like Dan and I were joking about this very thing. And I said, I just want to go up to him and say, like, yeah, I'm going to fucking eat your nuts. Or just take my hands. Or just want to squeeze your little baby nuts. Or just want to take them. Oh, you want me to squeeze your nuts? Does that feel good? Am I your mommy? I'm going on and on. And Dan said, Aaron, you're in a forest of children.
We had walked through. She was doing that bit. And she's like, what if I said that? And we were walking there. There was like 18 children. And between them, their collective age wasn't 30.
There was this.
It was like half a dozen children.
Mommy, why does that woman want to squeeze that man's testicle?
There was this guy at the Mead Hutch or wherever we were. I don't know. And he was selling this special deal where he had these like koosh ball sponges full of cold water, and he would put them on the backs of women to cool them down. He was selling this, mind you. And then the girl that had it done, her boyfriend was right next to him, and then he put it on her chin, and he goes, look familiar?
What?
To the boyfriend.
Wait, meaning that the sponge is like balls?
Yeah, because they were ball-shaped.
Yeah. Oh, there was someone with a mister who was like, get it all over your face. It's what you're used to, aren't you? You know, like,
It doesn't hold up to the fucking cancel Colbert standard. Like, if you go in there with the slightest ounce of fucking, if your Geiger counter is like, it won't last 5 seconds.
Everyone
beyond those gates is like, ah, my balls and my dick. Like a fucking dick.
I will say,
my dick on you. In the Renaissance.
I will say, to their credit, all those men that are saying all those things are very respectful and bad. That was such a dumb joke. Hey, real quick, a couple of days ago I was watching, I had Conan DVR'd, and I was playing the commercials, which is something you don't usually see commercials. And I saw a promo. This sounds like the dumbest, the worst. There was a promo for a news segment where they said, prom proposals, an epidemic. And then it cut to like a clip of these kids proposing to their girlfriends at prom, and they're like, too much too soon. And I remember thinking like, oh, that's so silly. Like, that seems like a, I don't know, let the kids propose prom. Totally unrelated from that, I just met someone backstage named Luke. Will Luke come on stage?
Luke, all right, Luke.
Unrelated.
All right, unrelated. Luke.
Hey, real quick, what are you doing for prom?
Yeah.
You want to go with me?
Yeah.
You good with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is he proposing?
Sorry, I hope I didn't. He just said not at all what I expected. I hope that was okay.
Wait, I'm really confused right now.
Wait, are you guys in high school?
It was an actual thing.
He was
asking. You just proposed. You just asked this girl to the prom.
Yeah.
And she said yes.
Yeah, that,
I thought you were saying. I know. I was here, but I have a lot of questions, Luke.
You watched it happen. By the way, she could not say no.
I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying, Aaron, that there are people, there are kids that are proposing at prom to for marriage.
Well, he's got another thing in his pocket that she's going to see at prom.
Maybe that intro would qualify it in a way as to not embarrass Luke, but maybe it embarrassed him more.
No,
Luke is cool. Luke's not the one who's embarrassed.
Can I do it again?
No. Half the audience just said, no, you cannot do that.
Am I the only one here that thought you were saying a story about how kids are proposing marriage at prom?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I thought.
So I thought a 18-year-old or
that is what she was saying.
You were.
No,
that was the story.
No. They were talking about how kids are having very elaborate prom asking.
Oh, they're turning
it
into...
They're name written
fun.
On your hand.
Well, he came up before and asked me if I could get him in.
Luke, what's the girl's name?
This is Haley.
Hello, Haley. Are you happy about this prom proposal?
I couldn't be happier.
Okay. Let's take that again with more sincerity. And action. Are you guys friends?
Yeah, we know each other.
Yeah. No, I know you know each other, but...
They're like this.
Luke, how could I have done that better? What were you hoping for?
You did great. You did everything I expected you would do.
Why did that sound so creepy? You did everything I expected.
Why is that an indictment?
He just used you as a ploy to do what you do.
But then he's like, she'll do it bad, and then we can make fun of her, and that's how we'll fall in love.
Now, I'm not connecting is they're not high school kids.
They are high school kids.
Oh, they are?
He's asking her to go to prom. Promposals. Asking.
Not
prom proposals.
Oh, it wasn't a marriage proposal?
No.
He's asking her to go to prom?
Yes, that's...
Oh. God forbid that go wrong.
Dan, where were you? In the Renaissance? That happened. Yeah, they're just... But you guys are just friends.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. We've been friends.
Luke and Haley.
They know each other from high school.
American friends or French friends?
Hang on. Luke and Haley, so you're friends. You want to go to prom with each other, or you at least wanted Haley to go with you, Luke? This is a culture of things that's happening where kids are doing more and more elaborate proposals, and so you are we living in a world now where like you would come to a podcast and do that? Is that a thing? Right. Are your friends also doing that sort of thing?
Yeah, they're a different podcast. There's a guy at Doug Loves Movies right now.
Yeah, you couldn't have worked up a flash mob.
Haley.
They tried to get WTF, but, you know, he's booked out for a while.
Haley, do girls ask guys out in the same way, or is it mostly a...
Yeah, what's the Sadie Hawkins protocol?
Do girls also initiate, or is it only guys initiating?
Oh, yeah, nothing for the girls.
Really?
Do guys initiate?
But you could, right? I mean, like, there's nothing precluding you from that, right?
You'd be, like, spit on.
You'd be spit on?
What?
If a girl asked a guy, would you go to the prom with me, the guy would spit on them?
She's saying, like, you're putting yourself, as much as you're putting yourself out there, a guy asking a girl to prom.
It's like, way it's, more the other
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we haven't progressed to this point yet.
Luke, be honest, Luke, what percentage would you say that you thought that was a done deal, like she was going to say yes?
Well,
50-50, 80?
Be careful, Luke. Yeah, I had that shit in the bag.
We're really good friends. She doesn't go to my school, but she used to go to my school. You know, I feel like she...
Was she expelled for...
For going to too many proms. She was the Hester Prynne of their high school.
It's a big pee on her chest.
She did ask a guy to prom?
Oh, yeah, and she got spat on. That's why she left.
Are you kidding me? What is happening?
It's a really bad setup to a joke.
No,
it's a joke. It's a joke. Right. It's a joke.
Luke, don't toy with us. You guys are what, 17, 18? How old are you?
I'm 18.
You're 18? Okay.
Millie, you're 18? You're 18?
As far as we know, yes. That's
Luke,
great.
When you asked your mom if you were physically attractive, when you were nervous about tonight, now, what did she say?
No offense, I think Luke is Luke is the kind of guy that has the kind of looks where he knows the answer already.
We all do.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Luke's mom isn't responding with fine.
She's opening with fine.
I just came from a dusty
he
love festival.
He wanted to
festival.
Prove that he could ask a girl to prom in any way. He's just flaunting it.
Yeah.
I could poop, will you go to prom with me on a plate? She'll still say yes. I'm going to take her to a show, embarrass the fuck out of her. I'm fucking Luke, man.
Used by Luke a little bit.
Well, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. There was nothing, there was no amount of flowers I could give to a girl that would make her do anything. Spencer, what kind of high school romantic path did you forge?
I went to high school.
I know, but did you do it in high school or?
I went to high school.
Did you get any action?
I went to high school.
Did you attend a prom or a?
Yeah. I mean, I had friends that were girls. It's not hard to, you know. But, hey,
no,
do you want to go?
I mean, they're incredibly lonely people.
Yeah, like women. You know, women. They love dressing themselves up. No, I mean, prom.
Write a book, my friend.
Proms.
Only Spencer could get away with saying that.
Yeah, and that's Tim Allen said that.
Yeah. Or Tim Allen's at it again. Oh, Spencer being delightful.
I'm a delight.
Did you have a high school sweetheart?
No, I'm just dodging all these questions for no fucking reason.
So you know Spencer, he loves talking about this stuff.
It's not that far gone.
I'm talking about myself. Yeah,
it's only been a
couple
of years.
I do and all my relationships.
There was a girl in high school.
I mean, there was tons of girls in high school. Like, it was half the student body.
I remember, like, there were big promposals. I'm going to keep on saying it until it's a real thing.
Did you go to any of the functions? Did you go to any of the dances?
In high school, there actually weren't, like, for what we did, middle school had a lot of dances, and then high school basically only had, like, homecoming and prom. Aww. So I didn't go to homecoming because those were just, like, a glorified football game. I mean, there was a dance, but no one even went to that. It was just part of the football game. It was
Everybody went.
No.
Nerd.
I was at the football game part, but like there's like an auditorium, no one was in it. Like there's literally a dance that people weren't attending because they were watching football. I'm not gonna defend football school.
Spencer went to football school.
That's where he learned his what is it, the wolf kicking dance?
Oh yeah. In the morning you'd have to clear coyotes out of the field.
Yeah. There's a job for 10 men. No, just send Spencer.
I mean, that's like dramatized, but I was like that guy. Like when there's weird stuff, people would be like, "Hey Spencer, can you climb onto that roof and, you know, eat that bug for me. I need it." I need someone to eat this bug.
Did you really eat bugs?
Not in high school. I mean, people eat sushi.
They're water bugs, yeah.
It's food's weird, man. I mean, well, people actually eat bugs like as a normal thing. It's normal to them, I guess, right?
Sure, yeah.
I should have went with that first. Sushi's a weird leap.
Well, fish are weird too. I don't eat anything that has a non-standard number of legs. So, like,
zero.
Two or four is okay. No legs, fish, fuck off. Eight legs.
What about oysters or clams?
I don't
eat
those.
What about amputee livestock?
How many? If it's
how
two?
Would you know? How would you know?
If it's two legs, then it's
but
fine.
But I mean, you've probably eaten three-legged hamburgers in the past.
Yeah, but they were born with four legs.
Wait,
right?
What do you mean?
What?
Oh,
what about?
Okay, sure.
What about like milk-fed three-legged veal? I don't do veal, bro.
Oh.
What about lobsters?
No lobsters.
They got
because
lots
of their
of
non-standard amount of legs.
Well, they look like giant bugs. Like
they are giant bugs.
Yeah,
basically.
Food doesn't have exoskeleton. Bugs have exoskeleton.
So you won't eat lobster?
No. By the way, I gotta say the term amputee burgers has never been said before. And Spencer again, blazing trails. No, I don't eat lobster. I don't eat any seafood. And I don't. It's not like a moral thing. I'm just kind of creeped out by it.
You don't like because of the legs.
Yeah, that's part of it. Too many legs, too few legs, no thank you.
Have you ever had good octopus?
No, it's got like eight legs.
Yeah, that's defined by its legs.
Sea turtles?
I'm telling you, that's some good shit, bro.
Octopus is good shit?
Octopus is good.
Is it springy?
Yeah, it is. It's rubbery.
Yeah, but when it's good, it's like... It's
salty bubble
it's
gum.
Got, it says it, when it's bad octopus has like a rubbery skin on the outside of it.
And I have an issue with this. You and I have been dating for 3 years, and we've gone out to several places where they have octopus, and every time you get it, you're like, ah, not the good stuff. I don't believe you anymore. Like, you know, ordering octopus, and you're this octopus expert. But I think maybe you were drunk one time, and you had octopus, and you're like, that's the best. And then every other time, it's been measured up to that.
And it was like meatloaf. He just thought it was
very fine restaurants where he's like, no, not the same as blah, blah, blah.
I heard a rumor that a certain percentage of calamari they serve that is like cow anuses.
Pig butt.
Pig butts. Yeah.
Who cares?
I've heard that.
Then guess what? Pig butt's delicious. What? 9 out of 10 pig anuses are fucking delicious. Because...
I heard that story on NPR. That's a real thing. Yeah, it's a real thing.
I mean, it's not... all right. Pig. Yeah, some of it's pig anus. It's good. All right. It's time for our next segment.
Uh-oh.
What time is it?
9:03.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out here tonight. We started doing the show again.
We sure do.
I may be a little drunk and also a little bit high. But
how did you get high? I didn't see you smoking.
Shut up! It doesn't,
we were on the same bus. It smelled like Willie Nelson's bus.
Okay.
And it's just a sheet of plywood with four wheels, and there was some joints. What bus were you on?
I was on the bus paying attention.
How
to
did
things.
You not get high?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways,
sure.
It doesn't matter. I'm 41. I need to grow up. I need to be a better person. This is all very irresponsible. These people paid $10. They came here in record numbers tonight. I would like to start a new religion. Just to do it. Because I had just finished listening to Going Clear, the book about Scientology.
Is it, what's the perspective? Is it like...
It's like starting a religion is like a fucking gangbusters fucking financial jackpot. Like it's... But also it like helps a lot of people. For real. Like I'm not kidding. Like here's the thing. Going into it, like you think of Scientology, you have like all these weird like kind of voodoo, you know, you've heard about it and you have like these weird urban legends that you've heard about it. There's fucking crazy people that are in charge and all this stuff, but like listening to that book, like the 600-page book, the story of the thing, what emerges is the same thing that emerges when you watch Book of Mormon, which we just saw. Like people make too much fun of new modern religions. Like it's like they're fucking new. Like of course they're gonna say that Jesus has a toothbrush for a hat. Of course they got nothing else to do. They're out in the wind, man. It's a new religion.
Yeah, their only fault is that they're so new that they can talk about stuff that, like, they have the concept of aliens. So now aliens are part of it.
Yeah, you know? And then everyone's like, "Wow, let me think about that."
Scientology, it's a pretty good racket. Like, those motherfuckers, like, they got shit going on. Like, the money changed hands. And the fucking IRS went toe-to-toe with them, and they fucking beat them. They beat the government. That's a good religion. Any religion that beats the fucking shit out of the government. Holy shit.
What I love is when you get really worked up, it looks like your parrot is nodding along to what you're saying. He's like, yeah, that's right. That's a good religion.
Those fuckers, like, sat in a room with the IRS at one point.
See? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the IRS was like, we don't know what to do anymore. You've bankrupted our fucking legal department. And Scientology was like, yeah, we're on our knees, too. Truce? Ceasefire? They fucking, like, made a fucking agreement with the best.
Now, what are some of the tenets of your new religion? Have you thought that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay?
Forget that money-making stuff he just mentioned.
I swear to God.
That's
no,
how not to start a religion.
Best part of our new religion, the L. Ron Hubbard of it, doesn't give a fuck. Like, I have no money to make.
You just said the opposite.
No. I don't want to make any money. Oh, they're okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you have to pee. Sorry.
That's you guys synchronized pee?
There's a stress test in the bathroom. You can fill that out.
There's two cans. You can't flush it unless you hold the cans.
There's a pee meter in there.
It did seem like for two people that had to pee, like they were very like, no, I have to. Oh my God. I felt like they were Scientologists. But
yeah, they're calling Scientology right now.
Which is fine, because anyways, I read the book. A lot of people like benefit from any religion that you start. You don't
of
have
course.
To actually rob anybody blind. You don't have to do anything. I was like Dianetics, when L. Ron Hubbard wrote Dianetics, it was kind of an open source kind of thing.
You should also say that like when you were listening and reading to that book. That your reaction every moment of it was like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. These people are mistreating these other people. Like, that's your... Well, like, but you were also like, oh God, I could make my own religion. that's possible. But, like, your reaction to Scientology as a religion isn't like, oh God, this is great. This is doing so much good for people.
Any religion does great for people. If you can call it a religion, it's doing good for people. There's no such thing, really. The only thing that hurts people is like a weird is government. It's people. It's when you tell people you have to go into a fucking a double wide trailer and sit in there with no air conditioning and do these things. That's not religion. That's fucking government.
Did you change your mind since reading this book?
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I don't know. I don't want to sell you
I'm
out.
Saying like when you if you say to people, I have a way, I have a philosophy, I have a way for you to connect with the unknown of the universe, there's no way that can hurt anybody.
That's not true.
Yeah, it could.
What do you mean?
All you have to do is give me all your money and go shoot up this building. Then you'll get into heaven.
But that's government.
Yes, you're praying on
that could be
when you tell people what to do, then that's not religion.
Well, I mean, that's
government. That is religion. Well, religion exactly tells you what to do.
So then you think Scientology is government.
Okay.
Like I
so,
have an instance
you think
in
Scientology
my...
is government, so you want to make your own government. Or you want to make your own religion that's not Scientology.
No, you could make a religion that didn't have anything to do. You would never have to tell anybody what to do.
Well, then what would people do?
Well, then stop
do?
Comparing it to Scientology.
So you wouldn't respect a religion unless it fucking branched over into politics and government?
But you're saying that like that if you tell people what to do, it's government, and Scientology does tell people what to do, so then
all
technically it's government.
Forget Scientology, because
but I mean all religions tell people how to act.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
it's
is
a
I
huge
read,
part of it.
What I read in that book is like the,
even
the
bit, your parents disagreeing with you.
He's shaking his head.
That's the first time he shook his head the whole time.
Which by the way, it's physically impossible for it to do. Must be religion.
We tend to politicize religion in a way that makes you say, okay, Mormonism, Scientology, Jehovah's Witness, like we we weigh them on this scale.
But don't you think they politicize their own religion?
but we're too predisposed to do that.
I have a quick question, and this is not to counter anything. I'm curious. So I have a family member who's involved in the Christian religion, and she really...
Get her out.
So she espouses this belief that she believes she's taught where the Lord will provide and will take care of it. And has been in two unhappy marriages and won't divorce for that reason. And that there's nothing political about that. Is that how would you answer to that?
Well, I didn't. I'm too drunk and high to have heard all of that. But what I'm trying to say is
now that the parrot just cried.
I didn't actually think anything I said would be that controversial. I'm pleased that it is. I'm glad I got that response. It's unintentional because truly, whatever I'm trying to say, it shouldn't really be that controversial. All I'm trying to say is that there's a component of every religion that just atones the individual consumer with the unknown and costs nothing and doesn't demand anything.
But that's not at all what Scientology is about, as far as I
know. But you're
rooting for Scientology because they beat the government.
I'm not. I'm sorry. That was a different thing.
They also beat up on people's pocketbooks and make them rob from their families and friends to pay for the unfucking known results of whatever they're fucking doing. Like I know people that went through it and they got a lot of good out of it. They actually, there's a lot about Scientology that's clean living and
help. Christianity's the same, and they're doing it on the surface of like, that's fine.
Every religion is about clean living. Every religion is about looking within yourself, figuring out what you're ashamed of and laying it out there and like coming clean. And there are people within every religion, even the ones that we call cults, there are people that are that belong to those organizations who get benefit out of it, who are just in the middle of the bell curve, who are just like, I walked into this thing and a guy told me, put on this red hat and you're part of red hatism. And red hatism means that you flap a hat up and down and then you go like, I used to think that I was a bad person for jerking off, but now I don't feel that way anymore. Religion like a street hot dog, like a hot dog
really
on the street.
You guys really missed
something. Yeah, catch them up.
There are ordinary people who derive good results.
Sure, there are.
From every single religion that you would ever make fun of.
I know. There's a positive side to every religion in that, you know, it gives you something to believe in.
And they actually, they're the ones that are keeping the things going.
Sure.
And we hear the crazy stories about magic underwear or super duper hats or like they paid this money to this political fund or whatever. We weigh these religions on a triple beam scale. So all I'm saying is, okay, so if that's the problem, then what if you started a religion that didn't have any of that? If I could promise you, no, fuck Buddhism. Lady in the front row said Buddhism. No,
I hope that's the title of this.
There's no.
Because that's a bold stance.
Because there's not enough back end.
They didn't beat the IRS.
It's Buddhism. There's too much Richard Gere involved in it.
You have a long way to go to explain your love of religion and also the clear line you draw where it has to be a profit based.
There's not going to be a profit. I swear. I know you've heard this before. But I swear I won't make any of you kill anybody.
I don't believe.
Least of all yourselves. I swear to God this time.
Which one?
Here comes another one of these guys with the religion. Knock. This time, I swear, you won't have to kill anybody.
Father Harmon, I saw your flyer at Froyo, and I just moved to Los Angeles, and I moved here with my husband and my daughter, and I came home, and there was a note from him saying that I was an unfit mother, and they've left me. I can't afford to pay my rent, and I don't know who to turn to. I know that I need something in my life. I saw on your flyer that you offer... you're not going to tell me what to do, but you're going to make me feel good, but also I owe you money, and I just wanted to know...
You don't owe me any money. No money.
I just, how do I, what do I do?
Do you play bass?
Do I?
Because the first thing, we have a rock band.
Not since high school, yeah. I play a little bass.
Our band is called Pillars of Fire, and we are meeting. That's the first thing. We just need to put together a band.
First problem with your religion is that the band doesn't have a bass player.
Have you heard of the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, they had a bass.
Have you heard of Christianity? Thank you. Both of them needed bass players. I'm a little drunk. I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying.
I agree.
I just got a contact drunk off of that story.
I think people listening at home just got drunk.
Yeah.
I agree with you because I think people in our demographic seem to dismiss religion offhandedly and without giving it any sort of thought.
The concept of religion, at all.
I think it gives people a lot of stuff. Important stuff. I agree with you on that.
The only thing that has never existed.
Not what you were saying.
What is your essence of how, like, what is the secret that you're giving or the comfort that you're giving?
Open source religion. It's like the first open source.
So it's like a Wikipedia of religion?
Yeah.
You can just add to it?
No one's ever. I'm out as soon as I find it.
So what if somebody comes in and goes, I'm going to start taking some money? Like, people will abuse
No,
that.
No, he can't do that.
How?
If anybody makes money off of
government.
It, then it's not a religion.
That's a government.
Is there a theology to it, then?
Yes. In the beginning...
There was a band without a bass player.
It seemed like there needed to be more religion, and I made one. No, I don't know. I'll figure that out later.
It also sounds to me, I have the sneaking suspicion you haven't really thought this through that well. But it sounds to me that perhaps you kind of fancy yourself the leader of this religion.
Nope. I swear to God.
What God?
Harmon God.
What's your theology? Is God? In this new religion? Spitball it.
I don't want spoilers. It's an open source religion.
What does that mean?
It means Tyler in the front. He makes it.
I think the slogan, the first religion with spoilers, is
a new religion.
That's where you
we don't even
Christianity
know yet.
Is the first one with spoilers.
No, but everything's available. Yeah, like in his religion, he rolls it out.
You know how they back into okay, hey, yeah, ha, okay, Jesus, all right,
wow.
Okay.
This is the beginning of a weird period of your life, I think.
Fucking A, man. I'm 41.
This is your first step to becoming a Scientologist.
Also, look how you're dressed and you're saying these.
Goddamn.
Do you think there was a really ship-shaped screenplay in place before they greenlit The Grinch That Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey?
Do you think they camera tested
some yellow contacts and they didn't know what the fuck they were doing?
Best case scenario, your religion is as good as The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
With Jim Carrey.
With Jim Carrey.
You can back into a project. You can say this is our goal.
You just wanted to be The Grinch Who Stole Christmas of religions?
No.
That's what you're shooting for?
I would rather be Fast Furious 7, whatever number.
Which is not done yet, and one of the actors died.
You can back into a number.
Dan, if The Grinch Who Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss is to the movie The Grinch Who Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey, what is the source material? Like, what is the, like, if this is your religion you're backing into, like, is there a thing?
Just a life spent feeling. And I know
that makes me sound like a prophet,
and I don't. I swear to God,
we don't think it makes you sound like a prophet.
I promise. You have my word.
P-R-O-F-I-T.
The minute we get this thing up and running, I am out. I promise. I'm not a prophet.
What is going on? What is going on?
I want to smoke what you had, man. This is fucking wild.
You guys seem like you're taking this more seriously than I am.
That parrot is whispering.
At one point, you started wagging your finger at us. And you got really, really upset.
I'm sorry.
You want to do something terrible to people?
No, I want.
The point where you disappeared into a sooth shack today and you came out changed.
Yeah, you're like, oh, now he walks like an inch off the ground.
All right. Well, for real. Seriously.
All right.
Just think for a second about your fears about what happens after you die. And just imagine for one moment that I knew.
He's not a prophet. He's not a prophet.
I swear to God, I'm not a prophet.
He's just a guy with a plastic parrot on his shoulder.
I'm saying hypothetically.
Suspend your disbelief.
If I knew.
That's
I'm
my,
you.
My
I'm
greatest
you.
Fear is that you know.
Yeah, I don't want you to know.
If I did, then couldn't everybody...
Then
couldn't
why wouldn't
just
you just
hang
tell
out?
Us out of beneficence?
How many... What's the average salary of the people in this audience here?
What the fuck is going on, man?
Trying to alienate...
What kind of question is this?
What if we put it into building a compound? Everybody's... Oh, I'm the big bad guy. Oh. Just... about it, you fucking, you parasites? Are you inferior?
They're definitely in that scenario.
If you guys can't see what I'm seeing, then maybe, maybe you should leave.
There's definitely a moment where someone's assigned to feed your parrot.
All right. Speak to the people then.
Just think about what your soul wants.
Damn, I'm a plumber. I make $10,000 a year.
Well, you should make 20.
No, Dan!
Take her for your wife. I am the parent Gabriel fallen from heaven.
Just think about everything that you've ever wanted in your life. And now imagine having twice as much. And then now ask yourself why you don't have it. And get mad. I want you to get mad with me about you not having twice as much as you want. You are allowed to have twice as much as you think you should have. I just want to help you have more. It's not a fucking, it's not rocket science. And it's not a cult. It's not religion. And I'm not a prophet. I'm not doing anything to you. You don't have to do anything I say, ever. You just have to wake up!
You just broke the mic stand of apathy.
We'll work on it. It's an open source religion. It's open source. You're going to feed into it.
What's it called?
It's called nothing, motherfucker. It's called fuck you. It's called... Ah! It's called harmonology. Fuck. It's a working title. Working title. It's called harmonology. I just made that up. I just made it up. It's called harm. It just came out. It just came out. Harmonology. I made it up.
This would have been such a fun time to bring up Luke.
All right. So usually at this time in our show, we play Dungeons and Dragons, but I refused.
Yeah, I was not allowed to leave.
I told Spencer he wasn't allowed to go and work on D&D. So he just had to come up and sit here.
I've been writing holy writings for you behind the scenes.
But I told him that I would DM for him. If you could come up here and I'll DM for you.
Whatever anybody wants, I'll do anything.
I like the sound of that. All right, so Dan, you want to go to the table? You want to switch?
Yeah. What time is it?
9:25.
Okay, that's a good time. Oh shit! I really broke.
You broke the mic stand.
Oh fuck! All right, I'll pay for that.
With whose money?
Or you'll pay for it with your. With your prayers. Because it's not a cult.
By the way,
we're gonna work on it.
Don't say that anymore. Don't say if you're starting a cult that it's not a cult.
Do
oh, we're cool. We don't need it.
All right. hold on. All right, I'm gonna. So, okay. All right, thank you.
What the people at home missed was that Dan reached for a bottle of vodka, and then Aaron gave him a bottle of water instead.
Here's your.
Thank you.
Whoa. All right, Dan, do you want to just? I'll give you some music, and you'll just freestyle an intro.
Yeah.
Are we continuing our own?
No, this is a new campaign.
No, everything is new.
This
everything
is not canon, right? This is not canon.
This is a new campaign.
Side quest.
This is a new RPG.
It's an Elseworld.
This is a new RPG I've developed. It's called This World.
Okay, let's do it.
Harmon.
Oh boy.
Great. Sounds great, Dan.
Sounds good. Dan, are you ready to roll?
You guys are all playing yourselves, okay? All of your stats are, but I'll tell you where you are.
Okay. So we're not making up characters. We're us. We're I'm Jeff. Kamel's Kamel.
But I need dice. I don't have any dice.
You have to pretend.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's
hit the table and see it.
Who has dice?
I have this.
Okay.
So, one of our Armenians has dice, which surprises almost nobody, which is great. What's your name, sir?
I'm Dylan.
Dylan has dice. Thank you,
Dylan,
sir.
Dylan the Dice Man.
I love it.
By the way, perfect throw.
You hit him right in the hands.
Great. Thank you. Dylan's dice.
Dylan's dice.
This is all I need.
What do you play, Dylan? What's your game?
Also, maybe like a...
D&D.
D&D. All right.
Maybe like a pen and pencil so I can keep track of hit points. But
how many hit points really do I have in real life?
I can keep track of them. I'll keep track of them.
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan, are these from the collector's edition of the D&D, the box set
Keyboard
thing?
Shop.
Okay.
Keyboard
whatever. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Dylan.
All right.
Now somebody else.
Oh, thank you.
Someone
okay.
Else
see. All right.
Produced.
This
now
is
we're
how
doing...
religions actually start.
With dice.
Or like, I need one small thing, and then you give it to them, and then they want the world.
Anyone God. Have a mortgage they can sign over? Thank you.
Spencer, Aaron, Matt.
Jeff. He had to look to see who's on stage.
My name's Jeff.
And I'm Kamel.
All right.
Plus, he's TV writing where you're not even really...
Yeah, no, I'd like to show you what I wrote. And I can't wait to talk to you guys after tonight's show. And
rob us of all of our worldly belongings.
I can't wait for it when you guys tonight. Are like, wow, that was fucking crazy. You made up a new game.
You didn't... I thought you were talking about the religion.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, now it's a game.
Oh, right. That too. I can't wait for you guys like next week to be like, wow, this religion's taken off. It's going to make people happy. I don't want anyone's money.
You keep saying that, too.
It's not a cult. You don't want anyone's money.
It's not typically associated, with the concept of religion.
Of course it is!
No, I'm not saying it's not involved. It's not what comes to mind. Think of crosses and bunnies and stuff.
Of course it does. How many people thought about money after the word religion was said? Yeah. They that's the problem.
Well, fuck all you guys who raise your hands.
They need a genuine, like, fucking religion they can trust.
I hate this game.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. This is a new RPG. This RPG is not...
Can you play the music?
It's not an indoctrination into my new religion. I swear to God.
Should be.
All right, I'm going off my iPhone, so I'll have to. We'll do it.
Just play a new cool song.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. It's fine. I don't care.
Introduce them.
That's fine. I don't care. It's Kumail and Jeff. You guys are in a 3-foot cube.
This religion defies the laws of physics.
Are we regular size?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that sucks.
Yeah.
Our lives suck.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in a...
Okay. Are we in liquid form?
Are there poop holes in the cube? Are we just pooping on each other?
Yes.
You've only been there for like 3 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So all these questions are... You guys are in a 3-foot cube.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Matt and Aaron, you guys are in a boat.
That's way back.
Easy Streets.
On a river.
Easy Streets.
All right. All right. Like we're in a cube.
Spencer, you're on a rock. You're in a giant rock.
I'm in a rock?
On a rock.
Oh, okay.
You're in a huge rock.
Okay.
On top of it.
How close are these three things to each other?
Spencer, you can see a river going east and west beneath you.
Okay.
He's not a prophet. He's not a prophet, you guys.
No.
You guys are still in a 3-foot cube.
Is it opaque or transparent? Can we see out of it?
There's no light. There's no light source.
So if we just end up there, it takes us a couple, like, we're like, wait, is that you, Jeff?
Is the intro over? Can I stop the music?
Wait, who's playing the music?
Me!
Stop it!
I was giving you a Spencer intro music so you could set the scene.
Oh, well
did you not notice the music?
I fucking noticed it. Everyone noticed it. Waiting for him to. I thought
you were going to give us. You're going to set the stage for us.
Well, with that is music? Really?
Yeah. Okay. No, the stage is set. Now let's go. He's on a rock. They're in a.
No,
boat.
You we're really thought I would set the stage to that music?
I think you did an appropriate job today.
Yeah.
I think you guys met. You met in the middle.
Okay, well, go ahead. Now with the stage is set, we know where we are.
Are you saying that you guys...
Do you want better music? If I give you spooky music, will you give us a
you
spooky...
You can give me any music you want. Now that I know I'm supposed to set the stage, I'll do that.
I gave you Bluebell Polka by Jimmy Shen.
Wait, he did set the stage. That was the stage.
Dan, not that they're connected, but your parrot looks very embarrassed right now.
Do you want proper spooky DM music?
Yeah, parrots. Like, I wish it was real parrots that could fly away.
I don't need anything, but I will set the stage.
You just...
Yeah. Kumail and Jeff. Where did your life go? What happened in it?
In it.
You don't know. As your blurry eyes blink and flicker.
Our eyes are flickering.
They start to take in what appears to be total darkness.
So take in nothing at all. Okay.
Aaron and Matt, you also are confused about your previous goings and comings. But find yourselves now in a boat raft. Going east down a river, which seems to also go west. Spencer, your knees are weary from kneeling. As your aching muscles bend and break.
Your muscles break. His muscles are breaking.
You rise up, your 6-foot frame hulking into the sky air. You take in the world around you. Is this Goldivan? The lost continent? That your father told you about? Who knows?
You are L. Ron Hubbarding so hard right now. Creating a myth.
Goldivan.
I could do it better than him, man. Could it be this world is yours for the inhabiting? Who could know? And who could see? It's up to you. And up to me.
That sounded like, you know how sometimes you can translate a web page into Russian and then back into English?
He's babble fishing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put it at Kumail and Jeff's turn.
Wait, is your mouth gag too?
We're in a 3-foot cube together.
Oh, yeah.
You feel a wriggling inside of the 3-foot cube with you. It seems that another person is in there with you.
Huh. Hey.
Kumail, is that your asshole?
How did you recognize me by that? And yes.
Look, deprived of all other sensory inputs, yeah. I just had a feeling that this was certainly a Nanjiani a-hole.
Okay, you guys continue to talk about
that. I think one way out of this, I have a theory.
Okay.
Maybe you should lick it. Maybe we'll see what happens. There's a chance.
I lick Kumail's asshole.
You've spent that turn
what?
Talking about it. Spencer, you are...
It worked. That was not, we're not out, but
that
it
not,
worked.
That was not a...
You spent a round talking about it. Spencer,
That's not a round.
That's not
talking
a round.
About it. That's not a full action.
Well, I guess licking my asshole is the...
Tiny spider-sized holes open up in the box and spiders come in. Oh shit. I'll tell you what your spider save is.
At least my asshole got licked.
Fuck you guys. You guys are getting bit by spiders.
Hey, spiders, work your way to my asshole.
They don't talk, and you're getting bit by spiders. Both of you take damage. All right, Spencer. You stand up on a top of a big rock.
Sure, yeah.
You can see a river below you.
Do I have an inventory?
Yeah, you have three bags, two ropes, three sticks, two shoes, a hammer, a corkscrew, a three-foot strip of leather.
I lash some of the strips of wood together and create a frame, and then I put a sack over it, almost like a sackcloth, and I put another sackcloth in a bundle atop, almost like a head, and then I put it down at the shore, and I hide behind the rock and look to see if anyone sees this crude figure I've constructed on the shore, maybe by the riverside or something, and I just sit and watch, hoping for some clues from Galdavon.
Yeah.
Making this is the land.
A figure out of leather and sticks. You sit behind a rock.
Yeah.
All right. Aaron and Matt, you're on a boat. You're going down. You're heading east.
Could be worse. We could be in a cube.
It's pretty good. Cube.
I say we just rest this action out and relax.
I'm having a great time. I don't want to bring any drama into the situation, but I have some margaritas.
I was just going to offer you a mimosa.
Oh. Well, let's trade. Yeah. No, here, I'll bring this to your mouth, and you bring your drink to my mouth.
We'll what's your perception?
What? Life is pretty good. And we don't need no religion.
You hear gurgling from the wood line.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we
what's
pass.
A wood line?
The tree line.
Oh, the wood line.
I mean, maybe we've caught some more fillets.
What's your dexterity? Both of you have 10. Matt Gourley, an arrow shoots from the wood line into your knee.
Wait, you had six options of body parts there.
Doing 4 damage.
Oh, my knee, this day was going so well.
Shot in the knee. It appears to be a goblin. You recognize it as a goblin arrow.
Oh.
They use a specific type of stone on the heads of their arrows.
Oh, it's quartz with a bit of theodolite.
Yeah. Mixed in something. Jeff and Kumail, you feel the rustling as your cube is being rustled.
Hey, is there rustling?
I'm too busy being attacked by spiders.
Well, spiders aren't really dangerous, though. I think that it's just icky that they're here, but it's not anything weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, we took damage, though, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Each of you took damage.
We're taking damage here, man.
Okay, should we push? Like, what do we have?
On the count of three, let's push as hard as we can on all sides of this cube and try to get out of this.
I think I know what's going to happen. One, two, three.
Matt and Aaron.
What?
You hear a strange sound from below deck, a kind of collapsing.
Oh, we're under the boat. We're in their boat.
Kumail and Jeff, the bright light hits your eyes for the first time in 6 months.
We've been in this cube for 6 months.
I thought it was 3 minutes.
This cube is full of shit.
It's full of shit.
So is the DM.
You hear male voices from below deck.
I brandish my goblin killing sword, and I just to protect myself, and I because I'm gonna take care of this guy. I run downstairs. Ah, we're come party upstairs. Who's here?
That happens.
Hey, we're friends.
Aaron, it's Jeff and Kumail.
Oh, guys.
Hey.
Oh, I'll leave you alone.
No,
we want to go with you.
No.
Matt, there. It's what we thought was going to happen happened.
Oh, no.
And I know we're very happy about it. We should give them some time.
Yeah, let them do it. I'm just putting some Bactine on this old goblin wound down here. Little tincture, a little poultice. There we go. That's better. I feel good no matter what any dice roll will tell you. I feel good. Taking control of my own destiny. Looking outside the glass bubble. What is reality?
Spencer, from high atop your perch, you see in the distance to the west, moving down the river, a boat-shaped object sailing in sailingness down the eastward direction.
Tell us, Prophet.
Okay. There's a boat. Who's in that boat? I'm going to lift up this crude effigy I made, and I'm going to attempt to hurl it. I'm sure I'm going to fail, but I'm going to try and throw it at the boat. I like your resolution mechanic system here. Very unique. A lot of rolls.
Aaron, Matt, and Kumail, you hear a splash.
What, Jeff doesn't hear?
Jeff, you see an effigy fly through frame and into the water.
My sister's drowning.
You hear a far off voice say that.
An effigy!
What, you heard it?
I heard it.
I
it
saw
sounded
it.
Like an effigy splash. You was that what it was?
You heard what you I saw a thing. You said you heard what you think was an effigy.
Well, I can't be a hundo, but it sounded like an effigy.
I didn't hear it hit water. I just saw an effigy fly.
It was an effigy.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah. Still got it.
Man, that sounded like a plain idol to me. You got a good ear.
That's yeah. It's totally an effigy.
I need perception numbers wrong. From each person. Spencer? 20.
I have +6.
Good.
I'm pretty astute.
All right. I know all your perceptions. Good.
What's mine?
Oh, you rolled a 2.
No, what's my perception number?
You don't even know.
So it must be bad.
Yeah.
How
could you know? Ask Schrodinger, where is his cat?
It's in the box.
Yeah. Well, is it?
Yeah. Dead or alive?
It's in the box.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. The question was not whether or not it's in the box.
I don't know.
Alive or not.
I don't know.
What are your perceptions?
Who let this fucker drive?
Dragons are flying at you! Dragons!
I throw a hair.
Six dragons! Dragons!
I run below deck and I use my sword to hack open the box to let out Kumail and Jeff.
They're out! Their box fell apart!
I don't know that, so I'm doing it and I'm like, why am I
six
dummy?
Dragons! Roll for initiative. I'll roll. None of you have initiative.
What?
You roll? All the dragons have initiative.
Are you the dragons?
Six dragons.
How many
six
dragons?
I hate this guy.
Six dragons.
Six dragons.
Each of them are the size of a football field.
God, I'm sick.
100 yards. And their baby, just this is a football.
How wide
their
are they?
Their baby dragons.
How wide are they? 100 yards long.
As wide as a football field.
Which is how wide?
Yeah.
As wide as
they're
the length
30
of a football
yards.
No, they're as yeah. wide as the length of a football. They're perfectly square dragons, right?
They're Instagram dragons.
No, they're oblong. They're oblong dragons. They're 100 yards and long and 30 yards wide.
Oblong dragons!
Yeah.
I scream.
30 yeah. Yeah, get used to it.
Okay. I summon a supreme wrath.
They have initiative.
I still summon it.
Okay, so all six of them are going to attack.
I'm summoning it while you're doing it.
They're attacking you.
He all just right. wants to kill us.
And
good luck, because I'm summoning supreme
so wrath. So one dragon attacks Aaron.
Holy shit.
One dragon asks his mom whether it thinks it's attractive.
One attacks Spencer. One attacks Jeff.
Oh.
One attacks
Aaron.
You're
full of shit.
They're basically attacking all of you.
But,
you each get attacked by one dragon.
I summon supreme wrath. Which is
they have initiative.
You said they attack.
Yeah, wait to find the result.
Okay.
Christ. It's okay. So each dragon, you get attacked. All right, you're all right. You're all right.
Yeah,
a dragon tries to attack Camille and it misses.
Right.
Same thing happens to Jeff. It's like,
yeah,
it chomps at him
because
it misses.
Supreme wrath.
Where are you used to?
Oh, Gorley gets bit on the shoulder.
Bring it on!
By a dragon.
I don't need that shoulder.
Leaving him with 20.
20. Great.
Dollars?
Yep. Aaron gets bit.
I was attacked by two dragons.
60. Spencer gets bit.
I got bit 60?
80.
80.
Basically, what happens is I'm going to. Wait.
Camille's walking over to
her. This is 17.
That's a dragon. That's an attack roll.
He's expecting his dice.
Oh, how does 17 equal 80 damage to him? How does 17? What math? What math leads 17 to become 80?
It's attack roll versus his armor roll.
Now the parrot looks guilty.
Is there a math where that can work?
No. I mean, there might be some obscure system.
A high
system
number
of
means
numbers.
It hit.
Is it being multiplied by an imaginary number?
No.
What number multiplied by 17 gives you 80? All right, let's continue.
That's not the damage.
For a guy who says he doesn't want to be a prophet, you have tremendous God issues.
You guys are bummed out because you're getting attacked by dragons.
I'm fine.
I don't think I have 80 hit points.
I fall on my knees and I summon the power of the God of Harmon.
I feel like
what have you done? Woman!
Aaron,
killed us all!
Aaron falls to her knees.
I summon the God of Spencer. Old school Spencer.
Spencer is dead, but
yeah,
Aaron
dead.
Falls to her knees and she...
You just killed Spencer?
Yeah.
I have less than 80 hit points,
but
I think Aaron might have
Aaron,
less than 60.
Aaron's going like, saying things like, I know you're not a prophet.
I know you're not a prophet.
This isn't a big deal.
I
know this isn't
you.
A religion. Everything's fine.
You changed everything,
but you don't need to. There's no money on the back end for you. You're a good person.
Your mom
you're not
thought
a
you
prophet.
Were very handsome.
Spencer's wounds are healing. They're closing up. He's gaining strength. He's becoming a more powerful character.
I thought I was
because Aaron did it right.
Didn't you say I was
so
dead?
Then,
did what right?
Then
she prayed to me. She said that I was a god and that I could. But
no, guys,
she said that I didn't want to be.
Spencer is God. He's healing.
Oh.
All hail Spencer.
Oh, the Messiah. The Messiah.
Spencer is God.
He's back.
Spencer. 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 Spencer.
You guys have it wrong. You have it wrong. A tree falls on Spencer.
It's a sign.
I want to try and dodge.
Well, when you dodge, do you say that you admire me? admire Dan Harmon. Well, admire, like, do you acknowledge that I don't want to be anybody's prophet? I just want to help people. I just want people to be happy.
Nah, that's fucked up.
Well, they treat, he's dead. He,
I'm
he
dead.
Kills him.
You didn't roll the die.
I did roll it. No, but it's, there's some things in this universe that are fait accompli. There's spiders all over all of you. There's spiders everywhere. There's 100 spiders on each of you.
Are they poisonous or they? Just...
Yes.
Fuck, I shouldn't have clarified.
I
go down into the cube and just
the spiders
leave.
Are laying dragon eggs.
Can I have a round an action?
Yeah.
I summon Buddha. What?
Okay, he's like what?
He's you know, some would call kind of a prophet as well.
Right.
I summoned him.
He's here. He's okay. Like, wait, what's
Buddha exists?
And I cast logic fight with Dan Harmon.
Logic fight.
Yeah.
Wait, you want Buddha to fight
Dan Harmon? Logically? Dan Harmon's God. Yeah.
All right. Doesn't look good. Buddha, like, he's like, he turns purple and he's like deflating like a balloon. And I, Dan Harmon, like standing over him, and Buddha's like dying. He's dead. He's like,
you just killed Buddha?
Yeah.
Okay, I summon Allah, and just know that this podcast is going out in the real world.
Right. Okay. All right.
Let's see what happens.
All right. So
I don't want to metagame.
Yeah. Allah shows up. And like Dan Harmon's like, what's up? And Allah's like, hey. And they're like, I have no quarrel with you. And Allah's like, cool, word. And he leaves. He walks away. He just goes away.
Typical.
Yeah. But they're cool. They're cool.
But like, Buddha wasn't cool.
No, Buddha fucking crossed the line.
I summon L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard appears. Okay, all right, cool. He turns purple and dies. Allah's down the street.
I summon.
Because I don't want that trouble.
I summon your mom circa 1980.
All right, my mom shows up 1980. All right. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I cast
Find Me Attractive. Yeah.
It doesn't work. There's no number high enough on this die.
Yeah, I charm her, and she's like, you're a good writer.
Now I know it's a fantasy.
And she's like, it's, you know, you should take a bath.
I hated season 4, Mom says.
So I'm taking a bath now. My mom's being a little too proactive about
washing. Do you need us for this, or can we go?
I don't know. It's good. It's good to be clean. You're gonna make sure you're clean, but I'm 11.
This is really, really fascinating.
It's fucked up. Right,
this is one of the most lonely experiments I've ever seen.
Can we everybody just tiptoe out?
Yeah.
Guys, a little secret. Yeah. Dan doesn't know any of you are here right now.
Yeah. You guys show up for Harbor Town next week and he's still
rolling dice to find out if mommy likes him.
She's like, okay, you're clean
Jesus
now,
Christ.
But I'm crying. I go to bed and I'm like, I'm sleeping. I have weird dreams, like, and they're loud. Like, I feel like it's loud, like the sounds are loud. Now I've been given an Etch-a-Sketch for Christmas. And
you draw the image of Allah.
I'm figuring out that the through the lines you can see a weird metallic thing underneath it. So I'm scraping the entire Etch-a-Sketch methodically so I can see what's underneath it. And it's just two armatures and like a bullet-shaped metal thing. And it's disturbing because it's coated in graphite and it's disturbing. It feels like pornography. It feels like the world is being controlled by robots. Now Dad's home. It's 9:30.
Oh, fuck. Shit just got real.
And he's going through shit of his own. Because he's basically me, but 28? Let's be real. 28? And his job is to take customers out,
This guy's a parrot on a shoulder right now.
He's coming home and his mom's like, well, the children are terrible. And he's like, I'm rolling. He's like, what do you want me to do? She's like, I want you to be a father. Oh, okay. Is this being a father? All right, he's taking off his belt. Okay, he's being sarcastic, but kids don't know what sarcasm is.
Dan, what's your reflex save?
I can't save versus it. It's because the kids don't know. They just feel like they did something wrong. So the dad's going, okay, this is what you want me to do. He successfully has beaten the children.
Are there still spiders on us?
Yeah, spiders everywhere. Spiders on everything.
I cast End Harmontown. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Wait a minute.
There is a God.
I had more to do.
There is a God. Matt Gourley. Aaron McGathy, Spencer Crittenden, and Kumail Nanjiani. I'm Jeff Davis. All worship Dan Harmon.
Next week, we start on this new religion. We're going to start this new religion, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I think you laid down the basic tenets of it already. I think we got the groundwork laid.
If anyone wants to keep role-playing, I'm going to be here all night.
Did you have a stroke during the show?
It wasn't a bad show, though, right? It was a good show.
Roll a d20 and find out how good the show is. And be honest.
It was a 5 out of 20. It was a good show, though, right?
I thought so, yeah. You're a good person.
We get drunk and high, and we went to the Ren Fair. You're good for coming here. $10. What are you going to do?
Good night.
You could spend... you could play 3 Freeview games on the App Store. You're spending more than that. And
also, the store is closed, so you're going to have to exit out the back door, if you will, please.
Oh, where was the fella? Whose dice are these? Dwayne?
Dylan. Thanks for the dice, Dylan. Congratulations, Luke and Haley, was it?
Yes. Congratulations, Luke and Haley, on your prom proposal. Thank you. Oh, is that yours? Yes.